Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
A new Star Wars trilogy spearheaded by Simon Kinberg is in early development at Lucasfilm, making a potential fresh saga in the franchise. Now, Kinberg was known for his work on X-Men and Star Wars Rebels. He's going to be writing and producing it. And although the plot details are kind of thin at the moment, they really don't know what it's going to be. But
don't
it's just
hold
something
your
to
breath.
Look. You don't think it's coming?
You know how many Star Wars things they've announced in the
that
last 5 years
yes.
that has not come to fruition? At least 10.
Yes.
It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath.
Carl Mendelman always stands up a little straighter when the Star Wars music is played.
Yep.
But if he's not enthused about it, I'm not going to be.
Oh my gosh, totally agree, Mark. Totally agree.
But honestly, they've announced so many things, and they had Patty Jenkins was going to do one.
Ryan Johnson.
That's because they can release anything on Disney that says Star Wars, and they automatically get people to watch it, whether it's there's any quality to it or not.
This is movies. This is the first time that we're going to make three movies. Sure you are. Yeah. And there's this whole Rey project that they said they're going to do. Is that this?
No.
See?
Yeah.
I've been burned enough.
I'm sorry.
I read 85 books that then Disney bought it, and they said, you know, those books you read, they don't matter.
So,
All right, a little bitter. All right. Three individuals have been arrested and charged in connection with the death of former One Direction singer Liam Payne in Argentina. Authorities allege the suspects were involved in illicit conduct, including abandonment leading to death and supplying narcotics. Payne reportedly fell from his hotel balcony on October 16th while in a state of partial or total unconsciousness, with toxicology testing showing he had alcohol, cocaine, and antidepressants in his system.
How could you fall from the balcony if you were unconscious?
Like, well,
are they suggesting these guys threw him off? I mean, abandonment? What is that?
And why did these guys get arrested?
So my question was, like, for example, the Matthew Perry thing with the ketamine, right? Like, they were kind of conspiring, it sounds like, to give him all of this stuff to get him addicted, I guess.
Okay.
But this one, I don't know. I guess I question when people in this case would be arrested and charged, it sounds like, with what? The supplying it to him?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I understand it to a degree, but part of me feels like, maybe I'm a cynic, it's like, well, you took it. Unless they forced it down his throat,
right. You
were the one who took all of that stuff together. So where is their...
Well, we don't know, do we?
No, we don't know.
That's why those guys were arrested. Maybe.
Well.
They said
maybe
they
were... Oh yeah, who knows?
Ahead.
With him on the balcony and didn't do anything to prevent him from going out to... Who knows?
Yeah, they've said they got security footage analysis help lead to the arrest. One of them was a hotel employee. He's the one that supplied the cocaine and a narcotics dealer for selling drugs to Payne. So maybe they're trying to get him on the other stuff.
I mean, if you're selling cocaine, obviously that's a crime in and of its, you know, can't do that. But anyway,
we'll be able to see soon.
Uh-oh.
It's Argentina.
Well, no, you can't do that on the side. I know it's your side hustle, Carl, but you need to stop. I'm going to call you out on that.
I'm sure you probably have heard of this already, but in South Carolina, 43 young rhesus macaque monkeys escaped from an Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center.
How many?
43.
I thought it said 3 when I read it. It said 43?
I saw 43.
Oh, my gosh.
After the employee accidentally left their enclosure open, police urged residents to secure their windows and their doors and avoid approaching the monkeys, who were described as skittish and too young to carry disease. Winky face.
When's the next pandemic that comes?
Exactly.
They were
That's what I'm saying.
6 to 8 pounds apiece, so they don't look all that big, and they hadn't been part of any medical testing yet. They were still too young, so...
So how would they know that they're not going to carry anything?
In South Carolina, exactly. It's open monkey season today. I'll just tell you that.
Those monkeys, by the way, look really cute, but they can be vicious.
Ooh. Yeah.
Rip your face off.
Yeah.
It's a good thing it didn't happen around here. My wife would try to pet one.
I would, too.
I know she would.
Like the monkeys in the diapers or in the little clothing is so cute.
Until it rips your face off.
Yeah, well, that too, Carl. Yeah. Wouldn't like that.
No way. Kim, I know you reported about Rachel Reagan earlier this week, or I think it was earlier this week. Well, apparently she has announced her retirement from competitive breakdancing following her viral Olympic performance in Paris, which drew heavy criticism and backlash. Gunn, who was shut out of all three of her Olympic battles, faced questions over her qualifications and saw clips of her dancing turned into viral memes. So she is going to retire.
Yeah, but she's probably raking
laughing
in
all the way to
so
the bank.
Much exactly. money from, oh. I don't know if she's doing endorsements or what, but surely she is.
Yeah. And one final one for all you Starbucks lovers out there. They have launched its holiday season lineup. It's featuring the festive cups in red, pink, and green, which we saw a lot of yesterday in our company meeting, along with popular seasonal drinks like the peppermint mocha, caramel brulee latte, and chestnut praline latte.
Oh, I can't wait.
With about 800 calories probably per drink and a ridiculous amount of sugar.
You will not find me anywhere near that place.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.